Well, good morning. Chuck Gines here, chuckgines.com. Today we're going to talk a little bit about protection dog training. We actually had a real situation out here last night at about 2 in the morning. And I love real life situations to illustrate how one type of supposed protection dog training will actually end your ass up in court with a lawsuit, and while the other one will not. So, as you guys may or may not know, and I like to use H. Lee Robinson of American Canine Sentinel, of a great example of how not to raise and train a protection dog. And most of what you see online and on YouTube and social media accounts is actually attack training. It's police and military attack style training and is not home protection and personal protection training at all, and will get you sued in a real situation like we had last night. So if you head over to Lee's channel or his website, you'll see literally hundreds of videos where he starts his dogs out as little puppies and has them chase a rag, right, to get the dog to chase things. I'm training a Belgian Malinois for a guy right now, and he's really liking what we're doing and how in opposition. What we do with our dogs is get our dogs not to chase things, to stay by our side and not chase things. This is opposite. So Lee Robinson type training, start a puppy off chasing things. This protection style that I teach and do to my dogs is getting your dogs to not chase things. Opposites. The next thing you'll see Lee do, and not just Lee, but a lot of these people, is then have a dog back tied to a post, lunging on the post, and getting bites on his sleeve. What you'll see with my type of training is a dog staying at our side while threat displaying, barking, and growling. If one dog's under control with the method that I use, Lee Robinson type method is dogs not under control. There's no obedience being employed. The dog is lunging and wanting to bite the sleeve. Then Lee will graduate to where he'll have his guy put on a suit, and then he will send the dog out to bite the guy, usually in the arm, and hang on to the guy on the suit. Our difference is we don't send our dogs out, and we have our dogs in a muzzle, and our dogs don't know what a suit or a sleeve is, and the guy actually comes into our space, and then the dog is engaging, and I have what I call headhunters. I train my dogs to bite people in the face. Really good stuff. So here's a real life example. But we have 22 acres out here in New Mexico, out in the sticks. And what we have is a barbed wire fence is around the full 22 acres. And then we have a 6-foot chain link fence, about an acre, acre and a half around our house. So last night, somebody, an intruder, obviously went under our barbed wire fence and was walking through our property. I went out, of course the dogs are all very much alerting us of this. I head out to confront this dude and to get him off of our property. He is leaving our property. Luca, in all of his wisdom, knows how to open a gate and opened the gate. And out of the corner of my eye, here I see Luca and Luna, the two of them, out and about. And what did Luca do? Did Luca go and chase this guy and bite him? Because let me tell you, at this point in time, with this man leaving the property, even though he's trespassing, he was drunk. If that dog, if Luca Brasi, would have chased and went and bit this guy, you'd have a lawsuit on your hands. No joke, real world, man. Even though he's trespassing and it's marked, he was drunk, and he was leaving the property. But Luca didn't do that. Luca came directly to my side, and commenced again with his growling and his barking. And I was just, he got an extra dose of peanut butter. Huh? For being such a good, good, good boy. That is a protection dog. And that is a real life example of what happened. And the difference in the training is that if you take a Lee Robinson type trained dog, which, by the way, the Malinois that I'm training started out like this. So we're having to go back and correct this bad behavior, this police and military attack training. It's not home protection training. The only place people argue about this shit is on YouTube. In the real world, it makes sense to anybody with two brain cells in their head capable of putting off a spark, right? Real simple shit. Legally sound. Gypsy Stratton, my teacher, had multiple lawyers on his channel. This training method that I do is totally grounded in the law. Lee's type training method is totally grounded in lawsuits. Because a dog that is trained in Lee's and raised in Lee's way, no, very little obedience at all. As a matter of fact, he had a dog on there that was 18 months old and couldn't get the ball out of the dog's mouth because it wouldn't let it go. Just absolutely unheard of. I have dogs at 10-week-old puppies that listen better than his dogs. And so head over to Lee Robinson and take a look at that type of training that I've been talking about for years. And there's a real-life example of avoiding a lawsuit. Luca is 125 pounds. He's not afraid of anybody. He's done muzzle work. He is not at all afraid to engage with somebody. And yet, what he did not do is go and chase this dude down and bite him. He came to my side and waited for my direction. And I am just absolutely thrilled and proud of him. And he's also smart enough to open a gate, huh? Oh, Luca. And Luna was right with him. So there you have it, folks. A real life example. And if you have a homestead or if you live off grid, and a lot of people do, that's who I'm training, this Belgian Malinois, for this guy. He's actually training him. I'm training him how to train the dog properly so he doesn't end up in a lawsuit. He originally had a police officer that was training the dog. And after speaking with this guy for a while about the problems with that, it made sense, like it does to most people, that that's not a good way to train. We're not the police. We're not the military. We're civilians. And they're totally two different jobs. One is chase, apprehend, and detain. That's what the police do. That's what the military do. Ours is to defend, repel, and engage if necessary. It's not all bark and no bite. Our dogs definitely will fuck somebody up if needs be. And so there's a real example of Gypsy had talked about a drunk guy peeing in the front yard and your dog attacking him, and then he's owning your house, you know, because the laws are, you know, like I said, even though this guy was trespassing, he was not, there's another video I've watched on YouTube where the guy was on the dude's property and he's leaving and the dog goes out and attacks him. I hate to tell you, man, but that's a lawsuit. In today's world, even though the person was trespassing on your property, you've told the person to leave, they are leaving, you cannot send your dog out to go bite that person. And the Lee Robinson, H. Lee Robinson, American Sentinel Canine type raising of dogs, breeds of dogs, and training of dogs does nothing to keep you out of a court of law and does everything, put your ass right in the seat there. So kudos to Luca Brasi and to Luna Luna. She's getting old nowadays, huh? You're an old girl. You're 9 years old. But she was right there, too. So very proud of my dogs. Really love this training method. Glad to be helping this guy out and correcting his Belgian Malinois that was being trained in a Lee Robinson style manner. And so he will have a good dog when we're done correcting some of these bad behaviors that have already been instilled in the dog due to this police-type training. And he also will be a good dog for his homestead. So there you have it, folks. Feel free to share my content on your social media accounts. And if you enjoy the type of content that we produce here on the website, be sure to sign up for the email subscription. It's free. And till next time, be safe out there.